This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Alex Jones here back live. You know, Alexandria Cortez, or AOC. I'll call myself Alexandra Emmerich Jones. They always put her middle name in there like she's royalty. She lied on test scores, it's turned out. We put the Red State article up on screen for TV viewers. Alexandria Cortez lied about her test scores to a public education group. Well, of course she did. I mean, Pocahontas lied on the bar here in Texas to say she was Native American, so she got into college. These are frauds. These are scamsters. These are virtue signalers. It's how they operate. But let me tell you, Beto O'Rourke got beaten by Ted Cruz, even though they engaged in massive election fraud. But he did get record amounts of people registered, and he did get a bunch of Democrats elected, and they took over most of the courts. So Texas is within an inch of being blue. That's a fact. So if anything, they're good to go out and get young people who want a free ride, to basically like an anglerfish, advertise with that light of free goods. It's really a train coming head on at you. And that's really their job, for my research, is to get a bunch of young morons to smoke the socialist dope. Mr. Reagan, popular YouTube analyst, joins us. What do you think this is really all about, and how do we counter it?
Well, I'll tell you what I think it's all about. I think it is about an outside group sort of taking over congressional seats, because these guys didn't just bring in AOC, right? They brought in Ayanna Pressley. They brought in Rashida Tlaib, or however you pronounce her name. They endorsed Ilhan Omar. I mean, I think there's seven people that they endorsed that are now in Congress, and I think they fully control three of them, right? There are people that they brought in from the beginning. They're dangerous because they're this entity that kind of, I think if they instruct these congressmen or congresswomen how to vote, what to propose to Congress, what to tweet, what to say to the American people. And that's not how Americans expect their democracy
to
go.
Sure, so there's always been lobbyists, but you're now saying from the ground up, they're creating and engineering people that are absolute, basically robots.
Yes, it is the difference between control and influence, right? Influence, we don't like influence, right? But, you know, it's going to happen. But control is different. That is much more severe.
Aren't leaders. These are drones.
Yeah, they're drones. They're NPCs, if you will. And I think that the only way we can stop this, really, is to get the word out there, to promote this idea. I mean, if you really want to know everything that's going on, you've got to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Mr. Reagan. Watch the next video I'm going to put out tomorrow, and then, you know, try to share that. Because the more people who know what's going on, like if you know that this candidate is associated with Justice Democrats, right, that should trigger in your mind, I can't vote for this person. Because this person is not an autonomous, independent thinking person. They're controlled by this outside group. And we can't have that. We can't have outside groups controlling our government.
Well, you're absolutely right. The fact that she's as phony as a plastic banana, and the fact that Beto O'Rourke is as well, and that they're just empty suits, is their Achilles heel. And also the hypocrisy, the $3,000, $5,000 suit she wears, and the private jets, and then she's saying it's all bad. And she goes, oh, this is the world I live in. So she's saying she's not going to make any sacrifice for what she thinks you should do. She just wants you to do what she says.
Oh, you got it right on the nose. The hypocrisy is mental. I mean, really, if she was somebody who's passionate about the environment, she would already be doing these things. You know, she would already be avoiding the jets and, you know, doing all the environmentally stuff. She doesn't care about that stuff. She's doing that because her people told her to do it. And the hypocrisy is crazy because she's saying that the United States needs to adopt all of these things, despite the fact that other countries are far behind us, you know, with regard to how environmentally friendly we are, like China. But she's saying we need to lead the way. We need to be the example. But she will not be the example for her constituency, for her people.
All right, Mr. Reagan, thanks for coming on. Can't wait to see your next report. You're doing a great job. God bless and Godspeed. All right, when we come back, I've got top U.S. generals coming out saying, yeah, I know China's working with Google to screw us over. But first, wait till you see Beto O'Rourke supporters, Beto O'Rourke, I'm sorry, not knowing his real name. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I intend to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour on any subject, any issue you want to discuss. We're right smack dab in the middle. Well, it's really kicked off. Of the 50-hour broadcast that started at 8 a.m. this morning with Dave at night, and will run till Saturday morning at 10 a.m. That's 50-hour global transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. You go to InfoWars.com. There's a live feed article posted, and we're telling you the big guests that are coming up, a lot of big surprises. Joe thinks he'll be in studio if his plane's on time at 2 p.m. tomorrow, but regardless, we've got Joe Rogan coming in. A lot of stuff here on air. We got Tom Papert coming up, George Norrie, Doug Hagman, Alyssa Andra Bocci, Ali Alexander, Julia Song, Carpe Donctum, Will Johnson, Laura Loomer, Caitlin Bennett, Sabo, Paul Joseph Watson, Gerald Salente, Mike Adams, Millie Weaver, Tommy Robinson, Fleckus Talks, and so many more. Right through Saturday. And it's a focus on the attack on the First Amendment throughout the transmission, particularly during the evening, and codifying a political battle plan to counter the censorship and to beat the drums in Congress at the state level to counter that. And you've got attorney generals at the state level getting ready to take action. We'll play that next segment. You've got top generals saying China is working with Google, which we already know, but now it's coming out just how far the treason's gone. It's amazing. But I want to play a report. Now this is like a 13-minute report, so we are going to play like 7-8 minutes of it and what's left of the segment. The full report's on InfoWars.com. And seeing it's even more powerful, but radio listeners can hear it, our reporter, Caitlin Bennett, goes out. And this is not where she interviewed 100 people and then cherry-picked this. This is liberals. This is people at universities. This is libtards. And almost none of them know who Robert Francis O'Rourke is. But they're Beto supporters. They don't know his father-in-law is worth $27 billion, or his wife's worth $1 billion, or they never worked a day in his life, or that he hit and run drunk driver, or that he's a psychotic who believes he's God. No. They just want to believe that, oh, this guy's big in the media, I just met him, I'm somebody. I mean, it's just a joke. So here's Caitlin Bennett talking to these poor millennials, and not all millennials are like this, but let me tell you, a large portion of them are zombie idiots with no drive, no sense of anything. They're just like TV heads. So here is the shocking truth.
What do you think about Robert Francis O'Rourke running for president?
I don't know Robert Francis. Yeah, I don't know.
So you guys have heard of Beto, but not Robert?
Beto, but not Robert, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, Robert actually has been charged with a DUI. He's been arrested for burglary. And he has expressed desire to run over children with his car.
No, that's not a good desire to have, I don't think. Yeah, I don't know.
Would you say that Robert's better than Beto? Then?
I don't know. I like Beto.
But not Robert.
Not Robert, from what I know. You know.
They're the same person.
I just don't know enough information.
They're the same person. They're the same person.
She got me good. She got me good.
We're back in St. Augustine. Francis O'Rourke, an Irishman, has tried tricking low IQ Democrats into thinking he's a Hispanic by saying his name is now Beto. Let's see how many people actually fell for it. What do you guys think about Beto O'Rourke, who's running for president?
I mean, he seems like a pretty chill dude. He's kind of nice, too. So I don't... I mean, I'm generally, like, more Republican, but I think he seems pretty cool.
I don't know much, but I know that he's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Like a family man. That's all I know.
A family man. Perfect. Okay, so what do you guys think about Robert Francis O'Rourke, who's running for president?
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. No clue.
So Robert is known for expressing desire to run over children with his car. He has been charged with a DUI, and he has been arrested for burglary. Do you think that's a family man?
Definitely not, no.
He sounds like a terrible person.
What if I told you that Beto O'Rourke and Robert Francis O'Rourke are the same person? Just going...
You were going to say that. I knew it because of the last name, yeah. Well, I guess I changed my mind on it.
What do you think about Beto O'Rourke?
I really like Beto.
I think he's done a really good job of galvanizing his base, getting his message out. I think he's got a ways to go to get at some of the more established candidates. But I think he's got a lot of the enthusiasm. It's sort of reminiscent of Obama, the way he can whip up a crowd.
What do you guys think about Robert Francis O'Rourke, who's running for president?
I don't have a lot of exposure to him.
I really like Beto.
What do you think about Beto O'Rourke that's running?
I feel like Beto O'Rourke is one of the best young Democrats running, and he has the most political power over what Trump discombobulated system that he has. He speaks a lot of the truth, and he speaks to the people what they absolutely want at all times, and that's what I love about him.
What's one of his policies that you like?
Basically, just...
What do you think about Robert Francis O'Rourke, who has decided to run for president as well?
He has a good chance. He's very, very detailed on what the people need.
What do you like? Who do you like more, Beto or Robert?
Oh, Beto. All day.
Okay. Yes, so, something about Robert that I wanted to let you know and get people's opinions are... He actually has been charged with a DUI, he's been arrested for burglary, and he has expressed desire to run over children with a car. This has come out within the last few weeks. What do you think about that? Do you think that should disqualify him?
I think that from 1 to 10 to be disqualified, I put it as a 5, because he really had to explain himself and... Explain himself about why he chose that, why he was who he was at that time, and...
Let me tell you who he was at that time. He was Beto O'Rourke. Those were the same people.
Yeah, he really was. He really was.
Those are the same people. Beto and Robert O'Rourke, those are the same people. What Robert did was he gave himself a nickname to sound more Hispanic, because Beto is a nickname for the Hispanic name Roberto, to try to garner Hispanic votes in Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that's inappropriate?
It's very inappropriate.
Does that change your mind on Beto a little bit?
It changed my mind a lot, because you shouldn't have to change who you are to be, you know, to be somebody popular in the United States.
Do you know who Irishman Robert O'Rourke is? What do you think about Beto O'Rourke? Have you heard about him running?
Yeah, I actually go to college in Oklahoma, so we sort of followed his race against Ted Cruz, like, earlier on.
What do you think about Robert Francis O'Rourke, who's running for president?
I haven't heard that he was running for president.
So would you say Beto is a better candidate than Robert Francis O'Rourke?
Easily.
What if I told you those are the same person?
I'd be kind of surprised, because... I wouldn't think anyone would even think he had a chance running against Ted Cruz just for the Senate seat.
Yeah, so Robert Francis O'Rourke is Beto O'Rourke. He changed his name. He developed this nickname because in the Hispanic community, Beto is a nickname for the Hispanic name Roberto. And he wants to garner their vote.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
Appropriate.
and we're going to come back with what should have been my top story. I saw this morning. I meant it to be my top story, speaking of Veda, because this is the future of the planet under these globalist brainwashing systems if we let this continue. People think that Governor of Virginia just misspoke when he said we kill babies after they're born. No, he's a medical doctor that deals with that specifically. It's organ harvesting. But now Democrats everywhere are saying, no, we agree, kill babies after they're born. Well, after our own Millie Weaver brought it up a few days ago and became national news, it got picked up by Fox News, Ben Shapiro, you name it, a student asked Beto last night about it. And he said, no, we kill them after they're... I don't do a very good imitation, but we do it for the mommy. Kill the baby for the mommy. Women, I like women. The baby can stay alive, but he's like, no, kill. But it's out of the body. It's safe. No, kill baby. I got big buck teeth. It's okay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshippers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't hurt children. I love babies.
How do you get your abortion paid?
I pay for them.
Really?
How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
What an ass!
Get him done! Wow! Watch out!
These sexist guys that attack Elston.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Governor Northam, a couple months ago, seems like 1,000 years ago, was a medical doctor that's overseeing neonatal units and the harvesting, keeping the little buggers healthy and safe while we get all the little chitlins and livers out of them, all the little giblets. Very sick. Now they want to keep babies alive, but under bioethics, they wave a magic wand. That's what replaced the Hippocratic Oath in about 15 years ago all over Europe and the U.S. Now they wave a magic wand and two doctors. That constitutes a bioethics board now under federal and state law. They decide the baby isn't a human and isn't viable even though it's totally healthy. And if the mother decides to keep it, then they wave a wand and they call it resuscitation. That's actually a legal term. They're not actually resuscitating it. They're just now saying, okay, now it's alive. They're waving a wand and saying it's a human. Then the baby stays alive. But if they can trick mama, they can then take the tissue to a special wing where they keep the baby comfortable until they can get all the orders in the next week or so for who wants a liver, who wants a kidney, who wants the different things that are needed, and they then render that baby down to nothing. And that's done all over Europe, all over China, all over the U.S. now. And it's come out in federal court. So they've got a problem because it's coming out. See, before it was so horrible and so macabre and so nightmare and just, you know, out of Crypt Keeper, no one could believe it. So no one would investigate because it was happening in plain view because no one could believe something that evil is happening. You understand how that works? But now because it's coming out, they've got to go, oh, well, of course we keep them alive. And so they've got 5 states set to pass laws. New York's passed a law where they keep babies alive. So Beto O'Rourke gets questioned 2 days ago by Millie Weaver. It goes viral, tens of millions of views. It's all over Fox News, all over everything. Because he looks right at her and says, no, that's a woman's decision, even though the baby's already born, could live out of the womb. That's actually changing former federal and state law. In fact, it runs against those laws. There are abortionists who got caught keeping babies alive who were in prison, and they're trying to use the new laws to get out of prison. That's in my stack today. Well, now Beto refuses to support law to protect babies that survive abortion. There are a lot of famous people that have survived abortions who Christian groups dug out of trash dumpsters back before they sold the parts. There are famous people that are on the top circuit. They speak at universities. We've had them on. Who survived 8th, 9th month abortions, had their skin burned off using the salt solution that makes the body abort, and it's not a medical procedure, it's not save the life of the mother procedure, because you would just cut the baby out if that was the case. They flame broil them with acid. And I'm sorry this is so horrible to talk about, it's the reality. So there are living people in the U.S. who survived abortions. Not anymore, You can now be killed after you're born. Then you can kill grandma when she's old. So this is euthanasia. This is eugenics. This is pure death. So remember the governor when he said it. He wasn't slipping up. And Beto O'Rourke doesn't just want to rape your kids. He wants them dead. Beto, whatever you want to call him, Beto O'Rourke, minion of the globalist, he now is doubling down and agreeing with the governor because this is their official policy. Here's the governor.
So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why.
Okay, let's stop there.
Legislate.
Of course, the medical facilities don't want government and the standing laws that you can't kill babies after they're born in place. Because they've already got abortion, now they want post-birth abortion. And here's Beto O'Rourke, the story's up on Infowars.com, continuing to endorse this now official policy. The way I would approach your question and issue generally is to trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies. No, it's the hospital coming in like ghouls to trick you. And hell, even if a woman wants to kill her baby, doesn't she want part of that $300,000 on average? See, that's why they really want me off air. Because a lot of these women don't care. What about that cash value? That'll get some of these demon women upset. They're going to be like, I want some money off that liver, off my baby I killed. We get the Satanists fighting with each other and let the women know the price. It'll drive the price up, and we may actually get this stuff outlawed. I know I'm an extremist. I know I'm saying don't kill babies after they're born. Here's the clip.
I wanted to ask you about a recent bill that just went through the Senate about 2 weeks ago. And the bill was that if an abortion was performed on a viable fetus and the fetus survived the abortion, the doctor would then be compelled to give that living baby the same care as any other pregnancy baby that came out and put that baby through the care. Would you support this bill that does not in any way limit abortion and simply seeks to keep babies alive that have been born alive?
Thank you for the question. The way that I would approach your question and this issue generally is to trust women to make their own decisions about their own bodies.
Yay! Kill that baby and it's on the table alive.
Universal guarantee of high quality health care for everyone in this country. It's primary health care. It's mental health care.
Oh, that's enough. So see how they move the goalpost. First, it's not a human. Then it's, well, it's a human, but the mother can kill it after it's born. Okay, 5 minutes after, a week after, a month after, a year after. Peter Singer, who's the intellectual head of PETA, he says kill kids up to age 3. And let bioethics boards decide if somebody's got value in their life and whether you're human or not. And you just heard him. We'll keep them comfortable, and then we'll decide whether to resuscitate. We'll decide whether to say this is a living person or not. And we're just going to sit here and take it while they mainline and the women are like, woo, woo, kill that baby after it's born. And if it survives, give it Ritalin, give it Prozac, give it deadly vaccines, and then let big fat drag queens have the kids sit on their lap. Because we can't kill them, better just rape them. That's even better to torture them and rape them.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, what do you make of Beto O'Rourke adopting the official new party platform of the Democratic Party? Should kill babies after they're born and are totally viable. They don't tell women that there are hundreds of charities, the biggest one's Catholic, that will get a woman a job and pay her up to $100,000 to have the baby and have a place for adoption. There are other high-end ones where some women get up to $300,000. That's just in the process themselves. So women don't get told, hey, by the way, and I'm talking about Hispanic women, black women, white women, you name it. You can get paid to not abort your baby. No one knows that. There's some billboards up here and there. People don't know that there are more people wanting to adopt each year than there are babies aborted. That's why people have to go to Russia or South Korea to get babies or China. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible that this is going on, and they won't tell the women, and they won't tell the women, by the way, they're selling your baby's organs when they're third trimester or now post-birth abortion. Because, again, all these hospitals sell the blood, sell the tissue, and it's put into cosmetics and other products. But if they can keep them alive, folks, they get a lot of money. But again, they consider them dead tissue. They wave a wand, check a box, and say, resuscitated, the baby lives. But the baby's alive. It's all semantical games. And this is all bioethics. This is how they think they get away with it. That's why the governor of Virginia keeps saying, we don't want the police involved. We don't want Congress involved. We don't want government involved. No, this is the woman and her doctors, because they're encroaching on law. Why not? They already can kill babies before they're born. Why not kill them after? And then the women are like, woo! I got a new right to kill babies after they're born. But if you tell these witches, hey, you can get a lot of money for adopting the baby, they do it. Or if you tell these leftist witches, hey, you know, when they gut your son or daughter, you could get half that money, a couple hundred thou. But you see, and it's so immoral, though, that once people find out that women are having kids to have them gutted, it'll get outlawed. But let me tell you, these women, they'll gut their kids all day. Boy, you don't think the average leftist woman wouldn't have a baby to get $300,000? She'd probably sit there and piss on her kid while they were getting their guts chopped out. I'm serious. These people love evil. You mean to play a bunch of clips around the country of leftist women going, I love Satan, I love the devil, I love killing my kids, hail Satan. You got to understand, they hate you and your family. They hate God. They hate this country. They hate life. They're turned over to the devil, just like the Bible says. And the sooner you figure that out, the sooner they'll stop ruling us and hurting our children. I said I'd take calls. I never gave a number out, to the chagrin of the producers and folks in there. But we're going to take your calls to this hour and the next hour, because Tom Papert is a great TV station manager, where he carries our show, but also a talk show host in his own right. And so he's going to be joining us. He'll be happy to take calls. I want to hear from you on Beto. You know, I don't wish any harm against Beto O'Rourke or against the governor of Virginia. But imagine if somebody, God forbid, but just hypothetically, grabbed him. And they're all chained down in a warehouse somewhere. And it's a medical doctor that kidnapped him. And the medical doctor has another medical doctor. He goes, well, there's two of us. We're a bioethics board, like the governor said. And we decided you're not alive. You're a ball of flesh. So we're going to start harvesting your kidneys and stuff while you're awake and let you watch it. And while you beg for your life, we go, man, this corpse is talking a lot. Oh, could we put your kidneys back in you and let you go? Wave a wand. You're resuscitated, governor. You can survive. People are like, whoa, that's really extreme. Talk about, you know, the governor being gutted by two doctors in a basement or a warehouse. But see, it's a baby. It can't walk. It can't defend itself. It's just like, yeah, kill that bugger. Jones is out of control. Because the truth is so horrible, you'd go crazy like me if you cared. And I'm not talking to our average listener. I'm talking to the folks that listen to NPR and the establishment types and all the wannabe tough guy liberal lawyers and all of you people who say you have the moral high ground. You have no moral high ground. You're a bunch of wicked, evil, race division pushing control freaks, bought and paid for by the most evil corporations in the world to bring in the end of the human age. And guess what, Jack? You failed. It ain't going to work. So, the toll-free number to join us on any of the issues we've raised, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. You imagine, God forbid, because I'm a nonviolent guy, if somebody grabbed the governor of Virginia and took him, and then while he was awake, chained down, cut his organs out like they do these babies, and asked him how he liked it. I wonder if he'd say, well, keep me comfortable. Now, we'll keep you comfortable, all right. I mean, how would he like it if they took power drills to his knees? Power drills to you. Because these are babies you're doing this to. You're chopping them up. But all because you got that fake Southern accent, it's okay. All an act. I love the South. Good people there. Texas is kind of the gateway to the South, either way. But there's a fake type of Southerner that has these real sweet little voices, and it's all about scamming the common people and keeping everybody in line. And let me tell you something. In the South, East Texas, it's the South. The people that talk like that, you don't want to trust them, all right? He's a piece of filth. and all I want is the babies protected. But imagine how taboo it is to hear me talk about people kidnapping and torturing to death a governor, which I don't want to happen. But see, we talk about killing babies all day after they're born. It's like, okay, because we already set the precedent. They are like steak on the table. They're like a can of baked beans. They don't have any rights. And then you've got this guy that talks like Foghorn Leghorn out there pushing this to the whole world, and he wants us to forget that. Makes me sick. We're going to go to break. Listen, we've got specials every hour. And the special last hour, as soon as this hour, is 55% off all the great X2 iodine we've got back in stock by the grace of God and Supermel Vitality. Those are the two specials. And then they'll go back to 50% off here in the next few hours, and then we'll have new things at 55% off. But everything's 50% off. It's a supplement and double Patriot points and free shipping store wide. But X2, 98% approval rating, incredible. Just experience it for yourself, folks, the good halogen. Find out all about it. Go read about it. It's $17.95 right now. It's an incredible deal. 55% off. And you fund an operation where we get up here and fight the pedophiles and fight people openly saying we're going to kill babies after they're born and sell their goodies. Because they want their goodies. Hell, I mean, the pedophiles, I guess, just rape the kids. These folks want to kill them better than a hammer and sell their goods. So, you know, sell their innards. Sell what the womb God created made. And they just think we're going to take it. Well, some of us aren't going to take it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, humanize these babies and give them at least as much value as the governor who, when he's not wearing a KKK outfits and blackface, totally evil. These innocent little children, suffer little children unto me. Better for someone to throw themselves in the deepest ocean with a giant stone tied around their neck, a millstone that hurt one of these. Think about that. Store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all the supplements, a bunch of other big deals, but every hour a new special, 55% off on a particular special. Oh, the left tells you they care about kids and school shootings. Turn your guns in. Oh, they tell you they care about all these things, but they love the Arab Spring murdering millions, and they love killing babies after they're born. They're monsters. In national, international studies, 9 times more likely to virtue signal and tell you they're giving to charity, but not to. 6 times more likely to steal. In every study, they're scum, they're filth, they're liars. They want the moral authority. They want you, who has a conscience, to feel bad when they tell you you're bad, because they have nothing but controlling you. They have nothing but butchering babies and sucking out their livers or raping them. It's their religion. If they can't brain damage them or rape them or get their livers, they'll give them fluoride and they'll annihilate them with vaccines. It's all about murdering us. It's their religion.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know, if you just tuned in, I guarantee you the corporate mainstream media is going to take what I said last segment and lie about it. So people say, well, then you shouldn't say things they can twist. No. It's like saying you shouldn't have children because people like Governor Northam out there that want to kill them. Or you should just give up. I said I wish no harm upon the governor. But I said hypothetically, which I hope never happens, if two medical doctors grabbed him that were bioethicists, and they decided he wasn't really viable or alive. That's what they do to these already born babies in the bioethics game. And then he's sitting there talking while he's chained down to a table, having his organs harvested, starting with his kidneys, begging for his life. And they're saying, shut up, bag of guts. I haven't resuscitated you. I've decided you're not alive. I've dehumanized you. You hear that and it sounds sick. It sounds like Silence of the Lambs. It sounds horrible. It sounds indefensible because it is. Just like killing already born babies are. But I just showed you Beto O'Rourke endorsing it. Because they've been caught in Texas and California and New York and Virginia keeping babies alive. And the nurses will follow a lot of orders, folks. But this whole thing of we're going to decide, the mother's not sure if she wants to keep the baby. And then they're getting them set up to have their organs harvested. And the nurses know that. We've had nurses on. And it's been in the news that when they give the babies the shots that are in the neo-NICU area for the preemies, that they get respirators ready because they're ordered to give them shots, even though until 5 years ago you didn't give premature kids shots. You can kill them. And now up to half of them start dying, and they got to put them on respirators and then keep them alive. And then the doctors walk in and go, hold on there now. It's all eugenics, getting rid of the infirm. They're practicing it in the hospitals to get nurses used to killing babies with vaccines so that when they harvest organs, the nurses don't understand what's happening. It's all about maneuvering you by successive approximation to see what you'll do. How many things have I told you turn out to be going on? I've been telling you 20-plus years they're taking babies' organs. Now it's all over the news. That's why Northam is on television trying to mainline it. That's why Beto's doing that. Beto O'Rourke. Beyond Beto. Wants to kill kids. And it's hiding in plain view, just like I'm on Joe Rubin's podcast. And Joe's really smart and well-read. He always goes kind of with the official story at first. And I'm saying, and here and in the black areas of Alabama and in West Virginia and Kentucky with poor whites and with Native Americans in Arizona and in New Mexico and, you know, in Peru, our government for 40-plus years injected people with live syphilis so they'd spread it and kill hundreds of thousands. That's a criminal element. And Joe goes, wait a minute, we knew they had it and let them spread it. No. Joe search engined it. NBC had to admit. That's because I actually read the Tuskegee reports that came out in Congress in the mid-80s versus what news would say. You understand? So when you go to the CDC, you get the whitewash, but we have a congressional record. I'm going to say it again, but notice what they did. And if you understand this, you understand everything. You see, with the left, there's an elitism that they're healthy, they're whatever, they'll decide to kill grandma, they'll decide to kill a baby, they're in charge. And it's the same thing. Well, when it came out, criminal elements of the CDC have been injecting people from Pakistan to Peru to the U.S. with live syphilis, and by the way, polio was also part of another program. What are we going to do? They go, contain it. Say it was rural blacks, that'll feed into the whole guilt thing and that whites are racist, don't let them know the full picture of the eugenics, and just isolate it to Alabama. And it worked perfectly. They isolated it just to Alabama, which was terrible and wrong. Tens of thousands of blacks given syphilis, hundreds of thousands got it, horrible, long, excruciating deaths. Syphilis is microscopic worms that literally eat your brain and other organs. And there's no cure still. There's treatments. You have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, these people mean business. And why they're obsessed with syphilis, we're not sure. But it may be a carrier for a binary weapon. Because it was German scientists they brought over at the end of World War II at Plum Island off the shore of New York. This is all declassified. Who created Lyme's disease, a weaponized syphilis. Lyme disease is syphilis. Carried in the tick. And I have a family member who was rock climbing, super healthy, at 50-something. Got Lyme's disease on a hunting trip in East Texas and had never recovered. And I have another friend who it ate part of his spine, you name it, from a tick. Now, what I'm telling you is, folks, is that they're hitting us with syphilis. And so, but, oh, just don't worry. It's just those black people. Yeah, right. That's why we all got to know we're in this together when they push this racism crap and this divide and conquer. Doesn't mean we don't expose racist blacks or Hispanics or whites or anybody that are being like that. It doesn't mean we buy into also being guilt-ridden about it. We point out the real globalist racist social engineer program is what's attacking us and what is out of control and what has to be dealt with. So don't believe me. Look up Tuskegee. Look up that they gave it to people on purpose. Look up that the atomic soldiers. Look it up and grow up. And I don't mean our general audience, but new listeners. The UN has an insatiable appetite for children. You think I just obsess on children, children, children? When you pull back and you look at this New World Order, man, it's got one thing on its mind, and it's killing, raping, diseasing, and hurting children. Well, what the hell do you think the devil wants to do? What do all the ancient legends tell us about the elites? They're not the elites. They are demons. Whether you believe in the devil and God or demons or angels, it doesn't matter. They believe in you. And they've got a hunger that's unquenchable. And they're not going to live in peace with us until we deal with them. So again, I illustrate the absurdity of killing already born babies with what if somebody, God forbid, nobody should do this, grabbed the godlike governor and told him while he's chained down, you're not alive because I'm a bioethics doctor like you. and the state shouldn't be involved in this. I say you're not alive, and I'm going to take power drills to your kneecaps right now, and then I'm going to cut your guts out right in front of you. No, please don't do it. God, why are you doing this? I'm a human being. This is murder. No, it's not. I said you're not alive, scumbag. So I'm not killing anybody. Now, see, I'd never do that. That sounds outrageous, though, doesn't it? As the illustration of what he's saying on TV to do to babies. What Beto O'Rourke is saying. These people are monsters. They're not clear and present danger. They're acting attacks on our children. They're a psycho cult pushing what they can get away with on us. All those undercover videos. The pro-lifer shot of people drinking $200 bottle of wine, talking about how they're making millions a year and going, I'm looking at getting a yellow Lamborghini. And every time there's a video, they're eating some super fancy restaurant. They got huge diamond rings on their fingers. It's always rich women. And they're just going, God almighty, we're making so much money off these baby parts. It was just a way to keep them alive longer. Well, we're getting a problem. There's a lot of lawsuits and stuff. They're on our ass about it. But let me tell you, we're talking billions here. But we're working on some bioethics where we can keep little buggers alive, gut their asses. And look, I said I'd go to your calls and I haven't gone to you. But I get on this subject, folks. And you've got to understand what we're dealing with. You've got to understand the evil that we've allowed to grow and get out of control in this country. And they want your speech, and they want your guns, and they want your property, because they want to make you destitute where they run your life. So I'll tell you this. Take a cut in pay, do whatever you got to do, but if you can do it, you've got children, get to the country and find good people and find a good church and get together and get self-sufficient, because society's going to collapse, and this is revelation. I don't know if it's 10 years, 20 years down the road, but it's all real. You're going to have world government. You're going to have over a third of the world's population killed, microchips in the brains, Satan on the planet. It's all going to happen. It's all true. It's all happening. It's all real. They're openly saying they're killing babies after they're born on television. They're editing humanoids. They're crossing humans with animals, and they're doing everything. It's all here. It's happening. It's true. God warned us and thinks that if we were given a warning, God gives us free will, but he loves his children. And so God gave us a cheat sheet. God said, I'm going to put you in the game because you deserve free will and I want to be with you forever. But I want free will entities of their own universe. God creates the new universe, a new consciousness. A new free will is a new universe. The only thing God can do that is outside of God is to turn you loose with your own free will and create a whole new image of him that has free will. And then put you into a combat zone with lower dimensional demons that absolutely hate your ass because you're superior. God dumps his children into a prison planet war zone to see if you can handle it and deal with it to go to the next level. Think about that. Think God likes that? People say God's a sadist. No, God gave birth to free will. God gave birth to you and your spirit that was put in your mother. And that earth suit of all your ancestors to hold and love that child. And now they're taking that sacred creature that's in the image of God and destroying it because they hate it because it's so superior. We'll be right back with your phone call. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor